The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Ed Funston of KILR Radio in Estherville and Seth Boyes of the Dickinson County News. Ed, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, Senator. First, your reaction to today's summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, and specifically what you thought of the press conference afterwards.
Missed opportunity by not pushing Putin in a couple issues. One, demanding extradition of the people that are charged with interfering, attempting to interfere in our election, or I guess they did interfere, they didn't change any votes. And secondly, just saying in strong words, just stay out of our elections. I think that's the missed opportunities. Now, I don't know that there was any agreements. You would think they would have talked about it. I think our president's right for wanting better relationships with Putin and Russia, but I don't think that you should do anything whatsoever except stand up very, very strong for the country you're a president of. Now we're back to Seth.
Okay, very good. Last we spoke, Senator, you'd said that the potential for Chinese tariffs on particularly agricultural goods were not necessarily warranted until the tariffs on the U.S. parts became real. At this point, how are your feelings on agricultural tariffs and the situation there?
Well, it kind of worked out the way I said. They put on a tariff, we put on a tariff, et cetera, et cetera. Where does that end? Probably whether the tariffs were put on or not in this whole negotiating and the threats, even the threats of tariffs, have had a dampening on the price of grains in the United States. It may have hurt a lot of other products, and it may hurt a lot of consumers in America as well. Who wouldn't want our president to get a better deal for the United States? And who wouldn't agree with his principle that the United States has been helping the rest of the world since World War II by having low tariffs here and letting other countries have high tariffs? But we've helped them all we need to help them. Most of them are pretty advanced. There's a lot less number of people in poverty worldwide than there used to be. So the president's taken a stand. Well, if you guys, you other countries, want lower tariffs and free trade, well, I do too. Lower your tariffs. And so if he could do that. But in the meantime, you don't know where it is on negotiation, even though it looks like negotiations on NAFTA are going to succeed here starting again in the last of July. It looks like Mexico has a new president that's favorable for our reaching an agreement. But with China, no negotiations. You don't know where it is, and the uncertainty is hurting already. And if the president doesn't succeed, the whole issue is going to be catastrophic, not only for American agriculture, but ripple effects throughout our entire economy. Back to Ed.
Senator, your thoughts about President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, and when your committee might schedule hearings on his nomination?
Yeah. I like him. I've known about his judicial philosophy for a long period of time. I'd say I would vote for him. But I never make a final determination until after our hearing, because like we had two shoes drop on two district court judges, we had to pull them back even after we thought we had it all figured out. Then other information came out. So you always reserve some judgment, but his basic philosophy is the sort of people I want on the Supreme Court. And I'll just give you a short explanation. That would be a person that leaves their own personal views out of it. A judge should be judging. He shouldn't be legislating. He shouldn't be stretching laws of Congress that we never intended. He shouldn't be stretching the Constitution beyond original intent of the writers of the Constitution. And then when he looks at a case, he's looking at the facts of the case, the law or the Constitution that interacts with that case, and he makes his judgment just upon the facts and the law, nothing else. That's where I'm coming from. Seth?
Yes, thank you. If I've got this right, and I apologize if I don't, but it looked like the Farm Bill got passed, the House version got passed by the Senate. It looked like both you and Senator Ernst supported that. I know you'd had issues with it before. Were there changes to the Farm Bill that made you support it through?
Not enough. Our Farm Bill is pretty much like the 2014 Farm Bill. Now, the House Farm Bill is a lot different. And I like a lot of provisions in the House bill, particularly work requirements for getting food stamps, except for elderly, disabled, and families with children. If you're able-bodied, we ought to encourage work. But there's no way we can get the House requirement on food stamps through the United States Senate. So I'm going to urge the House to take the Senate bill. If they don't, we'll have to go to conference and work out the differences. But I like the House bill or the Senate bill, even though it's not a whole lot different than what we have already. But what changes have been made really improve it. Ed at radio.
Hi, Senator. How do you think, how would you rate or, I guess, judge through what President Trump has done at the southern border? Do you feel, are you happy with the way he's handled that situation, or do you think you should have done something different?
Okay. On what issue?
The issue at the border with the illegal immigrants and separating the families.
Oh, well, first of all, it starts with the Attorney General making a decision to enforce the law, and I guess we would expect the Attorney General to enforce the law. And then you have the Department of Homeland Security has to separate the children based on a 1997 court case, and then the president sees how it all blows up and a bad public relations event for him, and he steps in and tells his cabinet to lay off and then get them back together. And so far for children under five, I think they've done a good job. They've got a little more time for kids under, I think it's 13, might even be 18, to get them back with their families. Seth?
Yes. I know it's been a while, but Scott Pruitt's resignation, I know you'd had some criticism of him as well, particularly regarding the renewable fuel standards. So what are your thoughts on that office being opened up again?
Yeah. Well, Wheeler taking over as acting administrator, I have more faith in him than I did in Pruitt following the law on ethanol. And if he keeps his word, we'll have vast improvement in that area. And we'll have a person that's carrying out the president's promises. Whereas I'm sure that the former EPA director wouldn't admit he wasn't carrying out the president's promises, but when we were promised 15 billion gallons of ethanol from grain and waivers reduce it down to 13,500, that 10% reduction in blending ethanol in with gasoline is harmful to farming. So I think he'll be better. Except for ethanol, I thought Pruitt was doing a good job running the department, and I think that this new acting administrator will do just as good of a job. Can't add?
Hi, Senator, do you have any feelings
and this is about this will be the last question.
Okay. Any thoughts about FBI agent Peter Stork's testimony last week before the House committee that he testified before?
Yeah. I believe that it did great harm to the FBI, even though he's a top person. It shouldn't affect our thinking with the general FBI agent. And I think those people that are down on beating the street for the FBI and to keep crime down and get people arrested and sort out terrorists, they're doing a very good job, but he didn't help the cause of the FBI at all by his testimony. Kind of elitist as far as I could tell.
Thank you, Ed and Seth, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.